everybody. Did you sometimes wonder where the name cocktail comes from? Well, actually, the first registered name of the word cocktail was in the UK in England. And it was until the year of 1806 in Albany, New York, where the word got actually defined, which was, it was a spirit. So a spirit can be anything, or vodka, rum, gin. That time there was only rum, brandy, whiskey, and what we make here also in Amsterdam, where I am right now, Geneva. So the spirit, number one. Number two is a bitter component, or a cocktail bitter, as they say, which is usually a herbal extraction people drank for their health. So you have the spirit, you got your bitter, and it also said it needs to have sugar to balance off that bitterness, and some water to make the spirit more palatable. The cocktail was really a morning drink. And there are many stories actually where they come from. One of them is of the French when they were in New Orleans, the army, the French soldiers. They were mixing in these egg cups, which is called a cocotier. So it's roughly 30 milliliters or 1 ounce. And they used to put mixed drinks in this and in a cocotier glass. So from cocotier to cocktail, it's pretty close. One more story is also about the French in New Orleans, that they were sitting in a restaurant from a lady called Betsy Flanagan. And she was serving mixed drinks in small glasses with the food. And then she would garnish them with a small feather of a rooster. And then one day, a drunk Frenchman, he stood up and he said, "Vive le cocktail!" Vive the tail of the rooster. Another story, and that's the last because there are many, believe me. One of them is in Kentucky. They have the Kentucky Derby. And the Kentucky Derby, they used to breed horses, they still do. And they call that a cocked-tailed horse, or with other words, a horse which has mixed blood from other horses to make the best horse there is to make these races. The tail got cut off, and actually a cocked-tailed horse is a mixed breed, and hence the name cocktail. I'm going to make you an example, which is the mint julep, also a Kentucky Derby drink. But first, quick introduction. My name is Rob Rademaker, working for Luxury Hospitality, and I'm going to share this easy, simple drink. It's 100% cocktail. We're going to add a little bit extra flair to it and try to make this presentation unique. So first of all, officially made with whiskey, I will start today with a bit of gold Jamaican rum. Gold Jamaican rum has a lot of funk to it, and funk basically meaning more flavors. It is pot still distilled. So not neutral in flavor, but actually pretty banana-like, funk-like, lots of fruit notes, and super complex. I'm using a lot because people used to like to drink a lot. The cocktail really is a morning drink, right? People stood up in the morning and they added sugar to the drink to get some energy. They added the health tonic, or the bitters as they call it, for the health beneficial reasons. And a loads of booze to get the blood pumping, get the body flowing, be ready to work that morning. So it actually was a morning drink. The sweetness I'm going to add is demerara sugar. You can use loads of different types of sweetening agents. I'm using demerara sugar, which goes really well with aged spirits. So it's a little bit more complex and you get a lot of synergy inside the drink, yeah? So officially this drink is made strictly with sugar. I'm going to use roughly 15 milliliters, which is 3 bar spoons. Because 1 bar spoon is 5 ml to sweeten it up. But I would like to create some balance as well in the drink. And I will do that by adding some cocktail bitters. You might have on board, you will have Angostura bitters. It's very easy to buy. I'm using a little brother of Angostura bitters, which is aromatic bitters from the Bitter Truth. Super nice as well. We're going to add some 3 dashes to add some more balance so the tongue doesn't really get overpowered of that sweetness, because then you won't taste anything anymore. So 1, 2, 3 dashes inside the drink to create the balance. Let me put that back. So really, besides the water, we have a real cocktail here. A base, sweet, bitter ingredients. The water will come from the ice, which I'm going to prepare in a second. But we're going to add some fresh mint as well. It is the mint julep, so we need some fresh mint in there. I'm using a good handful to put in the glass. Back in the old days, this drink was made a week in advance. So when you want to order this at a bar or whatever, you really had to order it a week in advance. Get a full hand of mint in there, just put it in there, and then slightly bruise the mint. Don't muddle it, but just bruise the mint just to get those oils out. And we really get that minty flavor inside the drink. The drink calls for crushed ice. Well, the difference between crushed ice and cubed ice is that cubed ice is a larger surface area, so you will get less water in the amount of time that you add the ice to the drink. With crushed ice, you get instant dilution, instant chill down of the drink, because it has a very large surface area. The thing is, we do not have crushed ice at the moment, but I have a tool to make the crushed ice, which is obviously a hammer I found here in the canals of Amsterdam. Just joking, it's from my house. So I'm using this, and I'm using a Lewis bag. Basically, it's a bag. You can use a cloth if you don't have it. Get some ice in there. I need to do it in a correct way, so let me put some ice from my super large shaker. Get it into the Lewis bag, just like that. A little bit more. Let's use that for later. A little bit more in the bag, just like that. And you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to smack all the ice and then make sure it is safe. Everything stays in there, just like that. Want to have nice crushed ice. There you go. It should be really fine because it's only also going to act as a garnish and not as a ingredient only. This is the ice component. So let's get some ice in here. Guys, first thing first, this glass I'm going to do in a small cupboard. It's a small bucket. In this case is metal, but I'm going to put it inside just like that. I hope you can see it. It's just right there in the middle, and I'm going to pack some crushed ice around it. The moment that I start chilling the drink, the ice will start sticking to the glass, and you get a super, super nice presentation. So get the ice in there, just like so. Get the ice around it as well. That's looking amazing. Put that away. Then we start stirring with our telescope bar spoon inside the drink. Sweet, minty, bitter components. The alcohol is watered down just a little bit. And we're almost done here. Quick quality control, as usual. That's amazing. It is a super complex drink. The Jamaican rum has a lot of flavor as well. It's balanced very nicely. Let me do it entirely like this. You see, the ice sticks on the outside of the glass, so you can present it to your guest just like so. And then we're going to top it up with some more ice. There you go, on the top. Because you know, more ice is less melting water. Get your metal or biodegradable straw in there, just like so. And the mint that we're going to use as a garnish, select some nice mint leaves, especially the tops, the mint sprigs. They contain the most amount of oil, and you want to have a lot in there, because when you take a sip of the drink, the aroma is popping into your nose as well, besides you tasting the actual drink. Rinse that down, cut that down, get rid of this, and then we're going to make it a little bit more funky. And that is by taking some powdered sugar. Just put the noses of the mint in there so it looks a little bit more snowy, ice cold effect. I'm getting ice cold as well. On the side, just like that. And we're almost done, because the last little garnish for you guys for this week is something you can buy. We're in Amsterdam, so a lot of police here as well. Last but not least, we put a little bit of gold flakes, guys. You can buy this at your patisserie where they have baking products as well. So a little bit of gold flakes also around it. And there you go. Enjoy this mint julep from Amsterdam. Cheers.